And I think back to 1958, and now it's 40 or so, 45, hard to imagine, years have passed. And that kind of thing is impossible in this country today. It just doesn't happen. Inch by inch, slowly. There was a term that was being tossed about called ethnic cleansing in the Balkans, in Kosovo, and in all of the places like Herzegovina and all of those places that became so popular in our geographic consciousness, Bosnia, places we hadn't heard of. And there was a man named Milosevic who was accused of attempting to rid the planet of a certain ethnic group. And the world's outrage became very apparent. And there was a coalition like none we had ever seen before formed from people all over the world, through the United Nations and through NATO, and even through the Far East. And this was brought to a halt before it could get too far out of hand. And I think back to the Holocaust, just 40 or 50 years before that, when I was a little boy, when ethnic cleansing was something that the world turned its face away from so they didn't have to look at it. When we knew it was going on, there was not a big secret. Inch by inch, slowly, mankind moves toward a higher level of consciousness. I remember in the 1960s when we were exploding nuclear devices in the United States, underground and even above ground, remember? 200 and some of these things that we're just going to take a 50 megaton bomb, put it underneath the ground and explode it, and it won't have any impact on anything underneath the ground. 50 megaton bombs. These are bombs that would make Hiroshima and Nagasaki, look like firecrackers. They use these kind of bombs, those kind of Nagasaki bombs, as fuses now on the kind of bombs that they've created for mega death. And then 30 or 40 years go by and we move more slowly, ever so slowly, away from nuclear proliferation, until we get to a place in our consciousness where the outrage of even having these weapons existing becomes the focus of most of our attention politically. And disarming is much more important than what we're going to do with them and how can we destroy them and so on. And then France decides in the South Pacific that they are going to explode an underground nuclear device. And the whole world's outrage becomes apparent. And there's a boycott of everything French. No French wine, if you do this. No more French bread, French pastries. Outlawing French kissing. It's gone. We can't have that. And the world became very upset and forced us to look at inch by inch how we are growing rather than going backwards. And there are many, many more examples. One of my favorite is getting on an airplane out in Wyoming, and a woman's voice came over the PA and announced that she was the pilot and that she was flying us to our destination. And a man was walking through the aisles asking if we wanted coffee, tea, or milk. And I thought, now there's an example of transformation. And when I graduated from high school, the number of women that were admitted to law school and medical school was somewhere around 1 or 2%. And now it's somewhere around 50%. Slowly, inch by inch. And when those planes flew into the World Trade Center, it brought out the very best in millions of us, not only in America, but around the world. And I believe what Hawkins is speaking about, that we have to treasure our divinity by remembering that our basic inherent goodness is what is in there. He says, that which is injurious loses its capacity to harm when it is brought into the light. And now nothing need remain hidden. Every thought, every action, every decision or feeling creates an eddy in the interlocking, interbalancing, ever-moving energy fields of life, leaving a permanent record for all of mankind and all time. And he says this even further, in this interconnected universe, now we're talking about the highest level of unity consciousness, God consciousness, divinity consciousness. In this interconnected universe, every improvement we make in our private world improves the world at large for everyone else. We all float on the collective level of consciousness of mankind so that any increment we add comes back to us. And simple kindness to oneself and all that lives is the most powerful transformational force of all. It produces no backlash, has no downside, and never leads to loss or despair. Every thought is in a permanent record of all of mankind. And ever so slowly, we move.